The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with us all. Amen. We gather today to give thanks for the life of our dear sister in Christ, Helen Marie Gray, and to commend her to the mercy of our Heavenly Father, trusting in the merits of Jesus Christ, our Savior, who rose from the dead and will raise us from the dead and change our lowly body to be like his glorious body, according to the power which enables him to subdue all things to himself. As I thought these past days about Helen and these closing days of her life here in this world, there came to mind some words from the second letter of St. Paul the Apostle to his young co-worker, St. Timothy. In the second letter to Timothy, the fourth chapter, beginning at the seventh verse, St. Paul says, "I have fought the good fight, I have finished the race, I have kept the faith. Henceforth, there is laid up for me the crown of righteousness, which the Lord, the righteous judge, will award to me on that day, and not only to me, but also to all who have loved his appearing." Helen fought the good fight. Helen finished the race. Helen kept the faith. The same faith of the Apostle Paul, who knew himself to be saved only through the precious death and merits of Jesus Christ, our God and Savior. That was St. Paul's faith. That was Helen's faith. Paul had a confident faith in the risen Lord. He wrote to the church at Corinth, "If Christ is not raised, your faith is in vain, and you are still in your sins. But now Christ is risen from the dead, and become the firstfruits of them that slept. For since by man came death, by man came also the resurrection of the dead. For as in Adam all die, even so in Christ shall all be made alive. Christ the firstfruits, then at his coming, those who belong to Christ." Christ Jesus, our Savior, is the firstfruits of the harvest of the dead. And he gives the certainty that the great harvest will follow on that day when he will appear to the whole creation in the unveiled splendor of his resurrection. This was Paul's faith, and this was Helen's faith. A faith that illuminated her life, that shed light on her life, and through her brightened the lives of all of us who knew her, a dear mother, a grandmother, a great-grandmother, a sister, an aunt, a member of this congregation, with many relatives and friends. The light of Christ shone in her life, and it shone also in these past few years, which were more difficult than had formerly been the case. She faced them with courage, with strength, and with cheerfulness, and in that she is an example for us all. I have fought the good fight. I have finished the race. I have kept the faith. Now, God is calling us to follow her good example, that we too may fight the good fight, finish the race, and keep the faith. But none of us can do this on his own strength. Only the strength of our risen and ascended Savior, who promises to be with us always, even to the end of the world, can so sustain us, as it indeed sustains St. Paul. Paul goes on to say to Timothy, "The Lord will rescue me from every evil and save me for his heavenly kingdom." God has rescued Helen from every evil and saved her for his heavenly kingdom, where even now in paradise, she rests in the nearer presence of the Savior she so long knew and loved. And our sure and certain hope, based on the resurrection of Christ from the dead, with the body now lying before us in the stillness of death, will in a wonderful way be raised and glorified. This was St. Paul's hope. This was Helen's hope. May it be the hope of all of us, as we place our whole trust and confidence in him who died and rose again, that we might be his now and his forever. Amen.